Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Yo, Bia is a great example of why some artists decide to sign with a major record label. How long, Laura, how long Bia been around? We've been supporting Bia.
Oh, my God. Yo, if you go to our Hot 97 YouTube, we have an interview with Bia years ago. Years. And I think, wasn't she Pharrell's artist first?
Well, Famlay, who is from the Star Trek camp, yes.
Okay.
I don't know if she was Pharrell's artist or she was just on Star Trek.
Right,
know.
Right.
But nonetheless, this is still her 2020 project for certain that's out right now. It's 8 tracks. Is technically her first album.
Yeah.
And shout out to Epic, Sony Entertainment. You know, that's why I brought that up is because, you know, it's a perfect example of why some artists need that major label support to really get cranking.
Yeah, because she's
been around.
But
if you go back, I'm looking through Bia's music here that's available on streaming services. She got singles out in 2018, 2016. Mm. She has a single. But she never actually put out an album. And she's representing Boston, the Northeast.
People used to know her as the Perico Princess.
There you go.
Yeah, man, I'm happy for her. She's been grinding for a long time.
So she get, you know, it takes time. It takes time for some. Others get it quicker than others. And it takes a record. And by the way, that whole lot of money is cool record. It ain't, yo, I've heard way flamier records from Bia. And that record's cool. So she got heat. She about to come with some heat.
Mm-hmm.
Super duper heat.
I love it.
Yo, other heat that came out over the weekend, that IDK album and that Vince Staples album. Ooh. Some good raps. If you're looking for some new raps.
Good rappity raps on there.
You know what I mean? Good morning. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Monday vibes. What type of rain happened last night? I woke up. It was like somebody threw water at my window. It looks like somebody washed their car outside my house.
Word. It's raining all day today, too. Look, at least, I don't know. Look at your dark sky app. But
dark sky says
on my iPhone
11 to 1 a.m. is rain.
Yeah, we got rain all day today. Okay.
That's what dark sky says.
But listen,
and then after that, we get into the week, and there's a little bit of rain here and there, but Thursday, Friday looking all right.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday looking all right. A little all right. Who we got on the line? It's shenanigan time.
Yo, we got Jessica.
And Mina.
Mina.
Say what? Jessica, good morning.
We got disconnected. Mina's here.
Oh, damn
though.
It. Mina, what's cracking?
Mina.
Morning, you, bro.
Good morning, sir. How art thou?
I'm good. How are you guys?
A lot of people see your name, they assume it's a woman, right?
Yeah, I know. I always get that.
Yeah, nah. Not a woman. Is it short for anything?
What is it?
Is your name short for anything?
No, just Mina.
Just Mina.
Cool.
Mina. Say what?
Have you been getting that your whole life?
Yeah.
Nice. We might have to play that Buddy remix.
Word, just a little bit.
Just to put it on for Mina.
Feels good.
Mina. Is Jessica back on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good morning, Jessica. How art thou?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Where are you headed this morning to get some money?
You know what? I'm on my way to work. I work in a hospital.
Shout to the essential workers. Did you enjoy the parade they threw for all y'all?
Yeah.
It was nice, right?
It was always appreciated. Yeah.
Did you go to the parade?
Nice. No, I was working.
Oh, damn it.
Damn it.
She's like, I was busy being an essential worker.
Oh, man.
We love you, though. We love you.
That's the terrible twist about those type of parades, right? There's always some people who still got to, because you have such a crucial job, you don't even get to go. It's not like it's not like when the baseball team wins the World Series and everybody's not working, so everyone gets to go. Even like the uniform manager.
Yeah.
Everybody, nah. Hospital workers get a parade. Somebody still got to run the hospital.
Yep.
Damn it, man. Jessica, who you want to represent you? Me or Laura Stapp?
Laura, of course.
Nice.
Yo, sorry to disrespect the uniform manager. I mean the equipment manager. Excuse me, y'all. I don't want to disrespect them. It's the equipment manager. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Shani with the question. Let's play Laura Never Lose It.
All right, here we go. Okay, which mogul said having cockroaches?
Laura. That was Diddy.
That is correct. Ooh. Riyadh is the capital of what middle?
Ebro.
Riyadh.
I know this. Riyadh.
Come on, fam.
I know this. Why am I blanking?
3, 2.
Saudi Arabia. One.
That is correct.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Who wants to have a round two?
Ebro.
Who wants to have a round two? Conor McGregor's leg.
I'm sure, but incorrect. Who wants to have a round two of his versus battle because his opponent is claiming victory?
Bow Wow.
Bow Weezy is correct. The majority of the movie Shawshank Redemption takes place. Ebro.
I know this.
3, 2, 1.
In America.
And probably, but incorrect. The majority of what of the movie Shawshank Redemption takes place in what institution?
Institution? What jail? I don't know what jail it was. Was it Alcatraz jail? I don't know.
That works?
Jail works.
Laura wins. It was
jail?
Prison. Prison was the answer.
Okay, prison. Okay.
She said, I don't know. What jail was it? I'm like,
what institution sounds like what name?
I thought it was what specific one.
Yeah, it makes it sound specific.
Yo.
But she still
had
Shawshank.
Two.
Shawshank, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say. Shawshank. It was Shawshank.
Right.
So, Laura wins. Jessica wins.
Jessica, you get tickets to Summer Jam. You're going to see A Boogie, Meek Mill, Migos, many more. We're still, we still have some surprises
to announce,
okay? Everybody hit up hot97.com. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. It's going to be a movie, so buy your tickets ASAP.
No, we gave away Summer Jam for Laura Never Loses. Somebody read the paper. Laura probably stole those from Juanito.
Give me those Summer Jam tickets.
Yo, did you steal them, son?
No. We made sure, producer Griff made sure that we had them for Laura Never Loses. Juanito got Summer Jam tickets. Mm. We're giving away Summer Jam tickets all day today. So
amazing.
Rock with us.
Wow. Yo, Mina, love to you, sir. Jessica, love to you, ma'am.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Y'all have a great
day. I'm so excited. I never win nothing.
Well, hold up. Did she hang up again?
Nah, Mina.
Oh, that was Mina. Mina
was like,
this
peace.
Is we got a song.
Yeah.
This was for Mina. Damn.
Damn,
Mina. And Mina lost, and he still gets a song. It's lucky we just wanted to hear it because it's some old
heads. Basically, right?
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, Flashing Lights coming up next.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Red Man, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Fire! He was talking about Richard Branson going to outer space, and it was really space adjacent because he was at like the edge of the atmosphere. And I was trying to explain to Laura Stiles that it's kind of like when you go to a basketball game, but you don't have seats. You know what I'm saying?
or it's like when you have floor seats almost. Like they're on the floor, but they're like 10 rows back.
Right, like you're
oh
in the.
Oh my god!
Nah, it's more Rosenberg. It's more like when you go to a basketball game, you don't have seats, and you're just walking around the outer circle part.
Oh, like you're in the concourse.
Yeah, the concourse.
Mm. And you were at the game, kinda.
Right. No, you was at the game. The game was going on right there, but you wasn't like seated. You know what I mean? You wasn't officially in.
All right, so for the audience, this billionaire, Richard Branson, this happened on Sunday. He launched himself and five others more than 50 miles above the Earth to the point of weightlessness. So I see what you guys say, like, almost space adjacent.
So it's kind of like the people who be in the parking lot of Summer Jam.
There you go. There
it's
you
like
go.
You there.
You was at Summer Jam. You just little, wasn't in Summer Jam.
Right, little thing in between you and the real concert.
He was at space. He was at space. He wasn't in space.
He was floating around, though.
Yeah, for sure.
This is crazy.
Yo,
y'all know tourism, it's gonna happen.
You know, your man's Bezos goes up today or tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, that's right, that's right. You think he's gonna be like, oh, you was at the door, I'm going in. Right.
Yo, back. They trying to outdo
in the
one
building,
another.
Baby. Yep.
Yeah, they trying to outdo one another. Wow. Yo, these rich white folks really trying to leave Earth, B.
That's a fact.
Go ahead.
They think they could get up in outer space and all of the BS they did down here is wiped clean.
Do they know something we don't know?
Yeah, nope, they don't.
How much do you think this project cost?
I don't know. Well, here's all I keep thinking of. It costs $20 billion to cure homelessness in the United States.
Hey, bro, that's talk where about I was going.
$20 billion. They be throwing billions at this, bro. No problem. So they really don't care about you being homeless. Just remember that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about your problems at all.
So listen, the flight was intended to promote Virgin Galactic, which already has secured more than 600 reservations for its space tourism.
There you go.
Tickets running at $250,000 apiece.
Now Virgin, remember Virgin been had the airlines. Branson been caking off the airlines.
Right.
So it's the next phase.
How long did it take? How long does that flight take? Do you know? Did they say how long it took him to get up there?
I don't know the time on that, actually. That's a good question.
Let me look.
That's a long flight.
Sean, are you going up?
On Branson's? Nah, I'm going to wait till Wakanda Airlines hook it up. Then maybe
so
I'll
wait,
jump on that
so
one.
Wait, you would be more trustworthy of flying with a black airline.
You ever black, seen Soul Plane?
Some black space
oh
crusaders.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, babe. Let's get it popping.
Man.
Okay. Anunnaki, when the Anunnaki
would you do
come?
It, Ebro? Would you do it?
Nope.
P?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm good, too.
I'm good.
It ain't, I know. They ain't been
someone
doing this
on our
enough.
Show would do it and is already ready
I
to
do
go.
I do want to go up, though.
Who, Griff?
No, Cass One.
Cass One would do it. Yeah, he's a explorer like that. He would go up.
Yeah, he's been in Antarctica. It's practically space.
Basically.
All right, let's go. Flash the lights.
Branson stated the entire flight will take about 90 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's light
including
work.
The ascent up to launch position, release, flight to space, and glide back to Earth for a runway landing at Spaceport America.
It's a lot of money for a 90-minute trip.
I know.
That makes it more appealing, though.
Now, this is what I do think, so we can stop talking about it. All you flat earthers need to go on up so you can see how round the Earth is and how small you are. Because people really think they have a understanding of the size of Earth. Earth is big, bro.
Right.
When you get those photos, you look at that, you're like, yo.
Oh, Ebro, you need a shirt that says that.
This what? Is what?
Earth is big, bro.
Yep.
Yo, producer Griff told me that Branson moved his flight up so he could beat Bezos. This is how they are, man.
See?
Wow. So
they just blowing cash trying to race to space.
Man.
The space race is on. All right. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
I don't know if you guys watched UFC over the weekend, UFC 264, but that Conor McGregor leg break. Ugh.
Conor McGregor lost his last three fights. He's still yapping. Listen, all of that yapping and trolling is what keeps him getting checks.
Facts.
Cause it ain't his victories.
No, he's had. I really thought that if he lost this fight, it would be super damaging to him being able to continue to get them. But he kind of lucked out with that leg break because he was going to just lose.
Mm. So you think that this basically just kind of saved him for another opportunity? Because he went into surgery. They're saying that he went on a 3.5-hour surgery in Los Angeles. Doctors inserted a rod in his tibia. Ugh.
Yeah, man. But he'll heal up.
You think he'll come back after this?
People have. I mean, they're never the same.
I think he'll probably come back and try again. But, man, that was rough. I'll tell you one thing, though. He definitely conducted a whole interview sitting there with his leg snapped.
Yeah.
Which is, and then last night I watched him play in the basketball game where I forget who it was, but he went down on the ground and was laying face down. They showed the replay. I don't think he ever even got touched by another person. I was like, there are levels to this sports toughness thing.
To this pain management?
Yo, the level to which UFC dudes just break things and then sit there and talk through it is
wild.
He was talking trash through the whole thing. He brought up the man's wife.
Yo, he said, your wife is in my DMs. Hey, ma. DMs. Hey, ma. Start talking about your man's wife. Your man's like, yo, man, go home to your family, bro.
Yo, man, you're sitting there with a broken leg, man.
Ugh.
But that's what my point about your man McGregor really just being a troll. He's just a heel. Irish drunk dudes like him because he's a racist. And you know, Irish, they like that, some of them. And all he does is talk trash. And people believe in him because of how he walks and how he talks. That's it.
I mean, in his best moments, he's an electrifying fighter, for sure.
He's had some good moments, for sure.
He beat
a guy up with his shoulder one night, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Knocked a guy out with his shoulder.
Let's see if he recovers. Wow. That's your Flash and Light Report. The time is 7:02. High of 84 degrees, rain later on today, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, in the world of racism, the Euro Cup was going on. You know, the three best players for England, all youthful black guys, they missed a penalty kick. And let the racism rain down from the England soccer fans.
Mm.
I mean, just let it pour. They were just so mad that they lost the game to Italy over the penalty kick. The young dude I think that missed it, he was 19, I think.
Yeah. I felt so bad for those dudes, man.
Yo, if y'all would have won for England, they would have been like, yo, countrymen, you're English. You lose, go back home. Get out of here.
Wow.
N-word, go home.
Damn.
That's how I go, man. That's how I go, man. And racism reigns. Congratulations, you played yourself. I might have to give it to those brothers playing for the English soccer team. You thought they was going to accept you in England? Congratulations, you played yourself. You missed the penalty kick.
Damn.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stahl. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
So a lot of people up in arms yet again.
Why?
Because Cardi B's daughter was gifted a $225,000 Richard Mille watch for her third birthday.
I thought you were going to talk about the diamond necklace. Didn't you see the necklace?
I saw the necklace. I saw more about the watch, though.
Oh, because I mean, the necklace isn't a regular necklace. It's a humongous charm diamond encrusted necklace with like.
And for, it's I just want to say it's huge. It's crazy. I just want to say for everybody upset about it, you get this.
Just an instrumental?
Yep, you get the instrumental.
Congratulations.
And finally the button. Why you say, Ebro, come on, the kid doesn't need that. It's not for the kid, man. The kid ain't gonna wear it. It's for us to talk about it on the radio. They do this because every time they gift a Cardi a Birkin or gift each other something, it goes crazy on social media. And not only that, a Richard Mille watch and a diamond necklace are not losing value.
Richard Mille? Richard Mille.
Yep.
It's like for the millionaires.
Richard Mille.
That's just the name.
I mean, I would think so.
I don't
know Richard
the
Mille.
It's just the I don't
name.
Know the back.
It's just the name, I think.
But anyway, those watches don't lose value. So, of course, culture's not, the baby's not going to wear it now. But it's like, you know, it's something that forever will have value. So if they ever, she ever wanted to sell it, or wear it, it don't lose value as long as it's taken care of. So for everybody out there, stop falling for the troll, man.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
It's easy because your first reaction is like, really, a baby?
Right, but it's not for the baby. Because how many of those does Offset already have?
Yeah, God knows. God knows.
You know what I'm saying? He probably has a few already. So it's not really that big of a deal. But it is a big deal because I ain't got one.
I mean,
exactly.
But it is a big deal. But I understand it. I get it. Laura, what's on your list today?
Now, we gave the button to this racist, Edward Cagney Matthews of Mount Laurel, New Jersey. He was arrested on July 5th after footage of a racist rant went viral. You guys remember this bozo?
That's right, last week. And then he said he was drunk and then he tried to apologize.
I was drunk, blaming on the alcohol. The reason I'm bringing him back up is because he gets a double congratulations.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Because after the video went viral and the protesters rallied outside his home, you know, police started investigating him more and added more charges.
Well, he was telling on himself in the video, remember?
Oh, what an idiot. They ended up they started really investigating him and they started finding out crazy things. Like, he really, I mean, this guy is a racist. He had problems with black board members of the Homeowners Association. Wow. He had a track record for just like harassing folks.
Wow.
But they even, you know, they found property damage that he had caused.
Wow.
It's a lot.
Well, and he's got priors, Laura. He robbed a bank when he was young.
Wow.
He did time. He's already, you know what I'm saying? He already is a convicted felon, and then you wilding like this. So, yeah, they coming for you now.
Good.
Well, and here go the other part. And in the video, we talked about this last week. In the video, he was talking about his connections to the police department.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
right.
My God, what a
So they're
moron.
Probably like, yo, my mans.
Yo, fam, they straight up started really investigating him. They're like, oh, we're going to add this. We're going to add that. We're going to add this. And it just continues.
Well, yeah, because you blew our cover. You blowing up the whole operation.
The whole thing. The whole thing gets a second and a
Congratulations.
Third.
You played yourself.
I hope... The way it sounds, I don't know. You hope these days, the problem is you worry, but then when you hear the kind of duty is he connected to people and all of these charges are just going to be like something to make everyone kind of stop paying attention.
That's part. I think that's possible, plausible. Rosemary, what's on your list today?
I mean, come on, you got to give it to Conor McGregor. I'm sorry.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Conor had a huge fight against Dustin Poirier over the weekend at UFC 264. It feels like he needed a win to not just have his career completely get away from him. He's had like
fall apart? You mean like his leg?
He's had like one win in the last couple of years. And then, yeah, to your point, he ends up getting popped in the face and afterwards stepping back and his leg just snaps. Which, by the way, Ebro, shows that at some point, if you watch what happened, his leg had clearly been compromised early in the fight, or it would not have snapped.
Well, Poirier pointed to the leg. You saw that clip where there was a quick, I mean, it happened quick, where Poirier checked the leg kick, and then Conor put his leg down, and Poirier quickly pointed to the leg, but then put his guard back up.
Mm. Like, he just noted it. He was like, I got you.
He was like, yo. He was almost letting Conor know, like, yo, my mans.
I heard something just happened with your leg.
Yo, you might want to check that out.
And if you watch, the way Conor steps back when his leg gives out, if his leg wasn't compromised there, that would not have happened. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a situation where his foot started out in the wrong place. It literally just folded over the wrong direction because it was already messed up. Right. Anyways, Conor ends up laying on the ground with a broken leg and then still has the audacity to talk about this man and talk about this man's family.
Talking about how much of a clown show.
Your wife's in my DMs. My man, you literally cannot walk right now.
Yo, this is their third fight, Rosenberg. In the second fight, Conor McGregor was being all nicey-nicey to the guy.
Yeah, and then
the promo for this fight, he turned it up and tried. It's all a troll. It's all for TV. So because clearly him winning fights, he knows is a struggle now. So to get the numbers up for pay-per-view and to get these bags, he trolls and becomes a heel. Now, because he's been a troll and an a-hole the entire time, I celebrated this. I laughed at this. I enjoyed seeing him on the ground with a broken leg. I enjoyed the fact that he had to go in surgery. I liked all of it. Because it's what he gets for being an a-hole. It's karma, man.
Yeah, it really is disappointing, too, because he was playing nice guy, and it looked like he turned over a new leaf. But then when it was time to sell this fight, threw that completely out the window, and there you are, literally sitting on your broken leg, still talking trash. The ultimate in this button right here.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Now, I got to give the congratulations you played yourself to the entire country of England, specifically the royal family. And the current, is he a prime minister? What's his name? With the crazy hair, the blonde hair.
Boris.
So your nation is founded and financed by racism and dehumanizing black and brown people. And you're wondering, and you want to get on social media now after fans, not all fans, but many fans in England, are throwing racial slurs at the black players of England after they lost to Italy the other night. Don't y'all realize that your antics, historically, the way you've dehumanized black and brown people all over the globe, is the reason people feel comfortable treating these players as such on social media? For you to write the royal family, the Kensington Royal, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, I am sickened by the racist abuse aimed at England players after last night's match. It is totally unacceptable that players have to endure this abhorrent behavior. It must stop now, and all those involved should be held accountable. Well, if we're holding people accountable, what about y'all and y'all wealth that y'all took from Africa and made on the backs of black and brown people?
They're not talking about that.
Oh, don't bring up old.
That is exactly.
So all I got is the button. All I got is the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
In the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
We're not talking about that. You know that's bro. We're just talking about the soccer match.
Right.
Man.
Bro, the racism don't stop until y'all start giving black and brown culture and people some respect and acknowledging the damage you've done. That's when it starts.
Right.
Until you start acknowledging the damage done, people are like, y'all don't care about these people. Look how y'all treat them. And we're going to say what we want to say.
Fact.
Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. It starts at the top, people. Stop. The respect starts at the top. Stop. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Coming up, more summer jams in 15.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, Step Swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire. Fire,
fire, fire. Boom. Let's get physical. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, we are here. Happy day. Rain, though. So, yo, the city's like crumbling. There's a sinkhole up on Riverside Drive.
Yeah, not happy.
The subway's
about it.
Flooded. What else happened? I mean, there's the Deegan flooded.
Uptown was underwater during the rainstorm.
Yeah, and then we get more rain now. This rain is really serious out here.
How's it looking now? Like all the subways that were flooded? What's happening? What's the update?
I mean, most of them drained. Most of them drained. Y'all know that since Superstorm Sandy, our MTA has been installing drain door, like what do they call it? Like flood doors and different ways to keep the subway from flooding. They have been doing that. I read an article about it. Unfortunately, like many things with the MTA, this flooding took place in neighborhoods where they haven't installed measures to prevent flooding. Mm-hmm. Mostly lower income neighborhoods.
Of course.
Wow.
Which they claim aren't your normal flooding areas.
Wow.
So let's.
The lower income areas are not the ones that suffer the most.
Not with flooding.
Not with flooding.
Not with flooding.
They ain't been there.
With the elevator not working for the handicapped people, for sure.
Right.
Or no elevator at all, for sure. So, yeah, that's what they claim. But nonetheless, let's see if now with the flood of capital that many are talking about coming to New York City through the infrastructure bill and things that have happened post-COVID that the federal government is sending to the state and the state is sending to the city. Let's see if these improvements get made and at what speed they get made, or does it get caught up in bureaucracy, which once again helps us lose our faith in the political process because of so much bureaucracy to actually get anything done. If you look up these sinkhole that happened in Riverside Drive, you'll see in one of the threads, or at least I saw, where people are talking about sinkholes developing in other parts of the city that they've reported to the city and nobody has come to do anything or section it off at all. The one on Riverside Drive, they put up three cones and some yellow tape.
Yeah, I saw
when
that.
The sinkhole started, and then people parked there anyway, and then their cars fell into the sinkhole.
Oh my god, my biggest nightmare. Oh my gosh.
Wait, there was yellow tape up around it?
Yes, before? They had already there was already three cones and three. One, two, three.
Before it opened up, you're saying?
Before when it was starting.
It was smaller.
It was smaller. And then people parked there anyway. And their cars fell into the hole. So hit them with the button for not paying attention to the three cones. Dang. And the yellow tape.
Yo, parking is hard up there.
How do they not know?
Parking is hard.
Yeah, it's true. How do they not know it's going to open up bigger than that? Like, how can you just put, where do you draw the line of, we need to evacuate? You know what I mean?
But that's why people were talking about it. It was like, really, you put three cones up in New York City to stop people from parking where there's already limited parking? People going to park.
People going to park.
Especially if it ain't a sign. If it's just three cones and yellow tape, people going to be like, if you don't tell me what's going on here, I'm taking this spot.
And you know what? It might not have even been the city that did that. It might have just been people. It might have been a super from a building to say, oh, this is dangerous. Let me put some cones right here because the city still ain't come.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts. But nonetheless, yeah, keep an eye out, man. And the pothole situation, I don't know if y'all seen that lately. That they haven't got to fixing those, getting prepared for the winter. When do they normally, after the rainy or after the winter, don't they start doing that in May, June usually, getting to the potholes?
Yo, there are some right now.
There's a month that they do.
Usually, but there's a season.
Right? I didn't even know.
There's a season.
Yeah, Ebro's right. So usually around the spring, summer, they'll have the roving pothole repairs that'll cause you traffic on the West Side Highway, the FDR, all of that. But, yeah, it's,
Bro, I drove over one the other day. When I say over, I mean my car was able to get past it without falling in it. Yo, bro, it was a sinkhole in the middle of like West End or something, or 11th Avenue, 9th Avenue. I can't remember which it was. It would have messed your car up so bad to go in there. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's tough. It's tough out here right now.
It's crazy.
But, you know, that's what we got. That's what we get for not paying attention to infrastructure for so long. And, you know, defunding the wrong things, like sanitation. When they pulled money away from sanitation during COVID, that's why Catherine Garcia, remember, she had, that was her whole story for stepping down when they pulled money away from that. Mm-hmm. But they was pulling money away from everything, and that's what we get. So now, here we are, and we got to get to fixing it. So all we could really do is give away Summer Jam tickets and tell you about it. So call right now, 800-223-9797. Get some Summer Jam.
DJ John.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Summer Jam.
DJ John.
DJ Summer Jam John. With Meek Mill and Migos.
That's right. August 22nd, baby.
Baby, it's going down.
Word.
Megan Wright and friends. Rosenberg Real Late Live. Drewski and friends. Coy LeRae.
And more.
Well, Sleepy Hollow. Chef G.
Facts. Going DJ down. John. Bobby Shmurda. Rowdy Rebel.
Swizz Beatz.
A Boogie with the Hoodie.
And if you're
Swizz
not
Beatz presents the NYC DMX Tribute. What'd you want to say, DJ John?
Well, if you're not call number 9, you could go to Ticketmaster.com and get your tickets, baby.
Ooh, but if you're calling number 9, you got, well, you don't have to be calling number 9 right now. You just call and be smarter than DJ John. We're looking for somebody
right.
Great.
That's right. Facts.
And we'll get you lined up. John, I seen you back out on the bike. Now, John,
yes,
you
sir.
Didn't talk about this on the air, but you said recently you needed to get back in conditioning shape. What happened? Why did you fall off?
I put some way back on just a little bit, but
what happened, man? You were so diligent.
I was, man, but then I went on this vacation and ate some amazing food, and it was
just the vacations, the back-to-back vacations.
Oh, well, the old classic double up.
But then I heard about this thing called relationship weight. I was like, what do you mean when you're in the relationship you gain weight because you're always mm-hmm. out eating or whatever?
So is that what happening?
Oh yeah.
How much weight are we talking about?
15.
And you threw 15 on that quick?
Like, how quick was it, Ebro?
No,
we haven't
February.
Talked about this weight in 6 months.
Since February.
Oh, since February. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. That's not too bad.
Yeah, so, but I felt good riding on a bike, 40 miles. I was like, all right, I need to get back into this, so.
Also, the back outside weight's going to be real, too.
What's that mean?
What do you mean?
With that?
Well, no one's been going to dinners, work functions. Right. Some drinks after work.
All the different celebrations, the gatherings.
Celebrations. Yo, you got to grab a drink after work. Oh, y'all want to grab food? Okay. Like, all those things were gone.
Mm. I'm good.
You know, it's a lot easier to keep it every day when you're just in the house. You can set it all up, but, you know.
The back outside weight.
Back outside weight.
Back
I was
outside
back outside weight. This weekend. It's crazy being back outside. Close talking with people.
You was just loosey-loose.
Oh,
I'm
you
still
hugging?
Wearing my mask, man. I'm still masking up.
I would not have worn a mask. It would have felt. I was at a real underground hip hop event, and I'll be honest. It's a little bit of social pressure in that setting. I feel like if I've been walking around with a mask on, I would have looked like a douche. If I'm being honest with you.
Wait, now this was an indoor event or outdoor?
Both, but I was indoors.
Hugging, dapping,
hugging. More dapping than hugging. Not a lot of hugging. But a lot of fist bumps. But I would have felt like, oh, Rosenberg shows up to the underground joint and is the only guy wearing a mask. Douche.
When Rosenberg shows up, douche. You don't want to add mask to it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh gosh.
Yeah, it would have felt weird.
Now, Laura, you was down at Laura Jam.
Laura Jam. Yes,
Miami, Florida.
I had a little pop up at Laura Jam, and let me tell you guys. I had a Karen on the flight over there and on the flight back.
What?
Uh-oh. What?
Oh, my God.
What, didn't want to wear a mask?
Didn't want to wear a mask.
Really?
One came on with like a silk, like a handkerchief over her nose and mouth, but kept taking it off. And then, and the flight attendant had so much patience with this woman, kept asking her, please, you know, put it over your, wear a mask. She's like, I can provide a mask for you. She was like, arguing with her, like, no, I'm wearing a face covering. I saw on your website that all you need is a face covering. I took a screenshot.
What airline is this?
Delta.
I seen Delta. Delta doesn't. Now, are they explicit like United? United's like, yo, a face covering doesn't work. It must be this type of mask.
Fam, this woman was trying to pull, whips out a laptop and starts looking for her screenshots. It was just a lot. And the lady was just like, ma'am, just put it over your nose and mouth like everyone else. Like, if I can give you a mask if you would like. Fine, keep your face covering on, but just keep it on. As soon as she would walk away, this woman would take it off. It was crazy, man.
That, and now we're just being outright childish.
Right.
I mean,
right,
this
right.
goes beyond everything else.
And every time the woman came by to ask her to put it on, she would put it on and would curse her out under her breath. Like, it was just even all the passengers were like, man.
Fam, you think that the staff on the plane isn't sick of wearing a mask on their
flight? Right.
You think they're not tired of wearing a mask to work all day, every day?
It was wild. And the same thing on the way back.
Well, listen, it's better. And I'm sorry, John. Last thing. It's better than the Karen who was trying to get dogs to run into the street because she was mad about dogs.
Yo, that was right here in New York City.
Yeah, that's in my neighborhood. And you know, she's known for harassing people. She's the one, I don't know if you saw this video of this one, chasing skateboarders.
Yeah.
That's her. Same one.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If a person, man, woman, or child, tried to get my dog to run into traffic, you would read an article that says, radio personality punts woman across the West Side Highway. That is
well, and
so...
if you don't know what Rosenberg's talking about, a couple was walking their dog, and their dog did not have a leash. Now, based on the video that we saw, it doesn't seem as if the dog was, like, untrained and reckless, because clearly if you're walking your dog in Manhattan without a leash on, your dog's got to be pretty damn well trained to not get distracted, run into traffic, or be chasing a bunch of stuff around to harm.
Right.
So this lady clearly saw these people walking without the dog on a leash and just wanted to start some ish because she, as Laura put, is just what she does. Mm. And so she runs over to the dog, starts getting into it with the couple, and then walks out into traffic and goes, come here, doggy, come here, and tries to get the dog to run to her in traffic.
Disgusting.
And that's the line at which I go, enough's enough. You're going into the sinkhole head first.
Who you got on the line, Shawnee Culture?
Yo, we got DeAndre.
DeAndre.
Jordan.
Yo, Wagwan.
Wagwan, DeAndre.
Wagwan, bro. Answer this question mad fast so you can be at Summer Jam hanging out with us. The post-pandemic Summer Jammy.
Ooh.
Tickets on sale for everybody else right now. Go to Ticketmaster.
You know we don't disappoint.
There it is. BX.
All right, DeAndre, answer this question. What magazine is known for putting out a swimsuit edition every year?
Tough.
Sports Illustrated. Come on, stop it.
Boom. Yo, correct.
What about King Magazine?
Stop playing with me.
By the way, Megan Thee Stallion will be on the cover of Sports Illustrated, the next one coming out.
Yo. What?
Oh,
that's crazy.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Yo, she on some diet. Yo, they trying to move some magazines. They not playing.
That's a fact. Hey,
yo,
that's crazy.
Ebro,
I didn't know that.
Show.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, this is the second member of Twin One coming up here. You heard?
Huh?
Word.
You spoke to Clyde a couple weeks ago. I don't know if y'all remember. You spoke to Clyde a couple weeks ago.
And that was your brother?
That's your brother?
Now we in a rap group. You played my song and all that. Remember I said the environment,
what's the name of the group again?
Twin One.
I remember it was early. Twin it was
one.
On Lord Never Loses.
Yeah,
shout out to Twin
early.
One. Yeah, I do vaguely remember that. Well, listen, let's get these summer jams for you,
all
man.
Right,
shout out
to
Twin One.
Let's focus. DJ John, here's your question. Can you tell us who graced the very first cover of Sports Illustrated in 1964?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be
be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, Step Swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Oh,
that's 64.
A tough
one. 64? 64, 84.
No, go 84.
64. Oh,
64.
Ali. I'm going with Ali.
Audi?
Ali.
Muhammad Incorrect. Ali.
No?
It was Babette. Her name was Babette.
Mm. Not Ali.
Damn.
Never heard of Babette.
Nope.
Let's see.
And exactly. You lost.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Babette. Yo, my mans, what's your man's name on the phone? 21?
DeAndre.
DeAndre of Twin One. Salute. Yes, you yes, at Summer sir. Jam, yeah, man. Yo, yeah. One day y'all gonna blow up and y'all gonna be on that Summer Jam stage, bro. Yeah, that's man. What's gonna happen, man.
I promise you, we almost there.
Yo, keep grinding, man. We gotta get some info from you. Hang on real tight, real quick. We'll get you hooked up for Summer Jam 2021. It's 2021, right?
Yeah. 21.
Yeah,
yes. 20. Yes, it is.
2020.
Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Stiles. Let's get it.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
By the way, it was the first swimsuit issue, Laura. That was the name of the model on the first SI swimsuit.
What did Laura say?
What
just
I say?
First issue?
She said first Sports Illustrated.
I said grace the cover. I said who graced the cover.
So it's just the name of a model. Her,
Illustrated
it was the model.
Issue, though.
Yeah, but it said who graced the cover, and it was Babette.
But did you say Sports Illustrated swimsuit, or did you just say Sports Illustrated?
I think it said Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, and her name, it's a, that's why it's, Ebro, that's why you didn't know the athlete on the cover, because it was a bikini model named Babette March. Because I was like, how could we have not heard of whoever was on the first Sports Illustrated? That's crazy.
All right, guys. So the Sha'Carri Richardson and Naomi Osaka got a lot of love at the ESPYs. I don't know if you guys got a chance to check it out, but Anthony Mackie was the host. And during his opening monologue, he pretty much took a direct shot at, you know, track and field over its suspension of Sha'Carri Richardson. And check this audio out.
Sha'Carri Richardson is here. Louisiana's finest right there. LSU track star. USA track and field. How you mess it up, dog? How do you justify banning Sha'Carri Richardson for smoking weed? Weed is a dehancing drug. It doesn't make you do anything but want to watch another episode of Bob's Burgers. I mean, you never saw Snoop Dogg run anywhere. I don't know how you justify not letting her run. I don't know.
Who is
and
that
I don't
talking?
Know how
Anthony
you
Mackie?
Punish Naomi Osaka for prioritizing her mental health. That's crazy. I'm no tennis exec, I don't know. But if my sport had one of the most popular and marketable athletes on the planet, you know what I would do? I would probably make sure she felt comfortable and respected. But hey, what do I know? I'm tripping, right? I'm just Captain America.
Yeah, when he said, how you mess it up, dog, I thought he was talking to Sha'Carri, like, how you mess it up?
Right. That is what it sounded like. But for the record, Ebro, before we criticize Anthony's performance there, DJ John, it's not... It has to cut those things down for time. So it does make it really awkward and give him no timing whatsoever.
Right, ooh,
I
right,
wasn't
right,
going
right,
to
right,
criticize
right.
Anthony Mackie. I was just wanting to know who it was.
Oh, I thought you were going to say this is not working.
Well, nah, you know, and probably if I watched it, it would work a little bit better. But nonetheless, I like Anthony Mackie. What I want to say again is, and I know, look, it's the ESPY, so they're looking for clicks and entertainment and share and whoever wrote that. But once again, man, the rules are the rules. They could be wrong. And I don't like the rules. And they need to be changed. But this whole, like, how do y'all... Because those are the rules. Those are the rules, man. But I guess I'm irritated by it because we live in a world that's T-ball wussification. This whole wussification society where everybody's like, yo, but this, man. Fam, you knew the rules going into it. And yeah. Sha'Carri Richardson even said, yo, I knew what I was doing. She took responsibility for her actions. So everyone else needs to be focused on changing the rule for the next one if this is a big issue, which I know there are people doing that. But I just get tired of the whining, bro. I get tired of the whining. Even Naomi Osaka. She was even like, look, I didn't expect this to turn into a whole thing.
Right.
She had her mental health thing, and she was just kind of like, look, I didn't expect this to turn into a whole thing. Here's the thing, though. When people are doing events of all kinds, whether it's concerts, sports gatherings, they like to do press. You know why? Because press and media helps get the information to the public. And it helps extend the brand, and it helps the sponsors who are paying you for your performance. That's why people do media.
And well, that's why the leagues make media obligations for their players. So you have certain times you have to appear. Now, again, that's a thing that we could talk about changing too. And probably should be talked about changing for people who aren't comfortable. But yeah, I hear you.
That's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 8:02, high of 84 degrees today, rain in the afternoon. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, keep it locked, fams. More summer jams on the way in 25 minutes. Cash 1, 97 minutes, commercial free next.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Yo, so Snoop Dogg is trending. I wake up to Snoop Dogg trending on Twitter. I'm like, oh man, what happened? Come to find out, Laura, how did it go? A son's mom came to LA.
The guy tweeted a photo of his mom with a quote Snoop, right? And he said something along the lines like, I've been living in LA for so and so years, never met a celebrity. My mom comes to visit me, you know, for a couple days and takes a picture with Snoop. When you see the photo, it's Snoop-ish. It's not really Snoop.
It's not Snoop.
It's definitely not Snoop. But she thought it was Snoop. And now Matt's the guy's name. His mom is everywhere. Matt George is his name.
Matt George. Hilarious.
Yo, 174,000 likes. Yo. But now
funny.
The dude, whoever the dude is, I'm wondering if I look in here, people say whoever this guy is. He's got photos with Snoop.
Oh, the dude who's in the picture, you mean?
The dude who, the mom who thinks that she's with Snoop. That guy has photos with Snoop. Like, Snoop knows who he is.
Listen, I'm going to be honest. I see this guy in the street, I'm thinking he's Snoop. If I see him at a hotel in Beverly Hills, I'm like, oh, there goes Snoop.
Look at his face, though.
He just look a little different in person.
I don't know, man.
Nah,
I'm
fam.
Thinking
you would
Snoop.
Know the difference.
I
you
no,
would.
I wouldn't. I don't think I would. I've never seen Snoop in person, up close. I think I wouldn't know the difference. I'd be like, yo, Snoop, what's up?
800-223-9797. Here's the question. You thought you saw a celebrity, found out it wasn't.
Yo.
Cash One, I'm sure, has a story.
Fake Pac that runs around New York City. You guys know what I'm talking about. Fake Pac, man. He be at Summer Jam and everything. I saw him backstage with Top.
Oh my.
Yeah, you never see Fake Pac, Laura?
Am I going to have to mention for the 9,000th time on this show, Cluck U Pac?
Cluck U Pac down in D.C., right?
Right.
That was, for people who met him for the first time, they'd really be like, so confused. And again, I respect some of the people who look like other people, even like the dude in the Snoop photo. They lean into it because they know it's happening.
At a certain point, one, you're getting photos and you're getting love, so why not?
Right.
But like the dude, Cluck U Pac, and that was his nickname that everyone knew him as, and he was famous down there because he worked at Cluck U and looked like Tupac. He wore the bandana the up Tupac way. Like,
yeah, he leaned in.
Once you throw your bandana on, like on that, that's a commitment.
Well, and was he a rapper too?
Yes, his name was Lee Majors, and he was a rapper too. He wasn't terrible. He was pretty good.
800-223-9797. You thought you saw a celebrity, and it wasn't. That's like the number of times Rosenberg's gets ran down on, and they call him Ebro. They thought they saw me.
No, he said celebrity, all right? Not loudmouth, radio yokel.
Guy.
Yo, by the way, Griff just sent a picture to the group of Cluck U Pac. I don't know where he got it, but he just sent it to the group. That is the dude who everyone would see and run up on.
Shawnee, who's on the line, man?
So funny.
They bring in, let's see.
See what we got. Thought you saw a celebrity. And yo, Cluck Upok with the nose ring too.
Oh yeah, nose ring too. I forgot. Yes, nose ring.
But by the way, he don't even really look like Pac to me.
Not
at
really.
All. He looked like he wants people to think he's Pac. That's what it looked like. But by the way, the guy that is in the Snoop video with the mom, he looks like he wants people to think he's Snoop. Like the way he's wearing his hair, everything. Because at a certain point, it's like, why are you wearing your hair like Snoop?
Right.
Why are you dressing like Snoop?
Right.
You're not trying to avoid the attention. You want the attention.
Cash just sent the New York Club Pac, and that's a stronger resemblance than Cluck Upok, for sure.
We got a Q on the line.
Q, you thought you saw a celebrity.
Yeah, I thought I seen Michael Jackson. I was out with my kids at a Perkins.
What year is it? What year would this be, sir?
Actually, this was after he passed away, but...
Got it.
Oh, my God.
Well, listen, the whole Tupac thing's all been after he passed away.
True.
Mike had been on an island somewhere. How much did it look like him?
It was a lot. It was, it really looked like him. He was sitting in front of somebody, but he was like, he had his hat, so he covered over him.
But he had you convinced.
Nah, he definitely did.
But by the way, which Mike are we talking about? Which era Mike?
Which Mike? Are we talking about black or white Mike? Are we talking about off the wall Mike?
Yeah, off the wall Mike.
You saw old...
That doesn't even make sense.
We gotta go, man. We gotta go, bro.
You thought he saw 1977 Michael Jackson.
I know.
After he died.
Oh, Mike must have got his skin color back and his nose back. He went back and got it back.
All right, who we got?
We got Pedro.
Pedro, you thought you saw a celebrity?
Yes, sir.
Who'd you think you saw?
I work out here in D.C. I'm an Uber driver. Late night, I picked up this guy. He said, he's down with the Wu and everything. So I'm like, oh, that's what's up. So he was like, yeah, Google me Corey Woods. So when I Googled him, the first thing that came
up,
Raekwon. So I thought I was giving Raekwon a ride.
That's right.
So I went on Facebook. Right, I didn't even know. So I went and searched his name up again, found out it was actually the manager for Inspector Deck. It wasn't Raekwon.
You had Ray the whole time. Damn.
Oh my god! Yeah, I thought it was Ray. So all my boys is like, "Yo, that wasn't Raekwon, man."
Yo, thanks for your call. Who else you got, Shonda?
Shonda,
you thought you saw a celebrity? Who was it? Excuse me.
Tupac. It was Tupac. Like back in 1996, me and my homegirl was walking in Harlem, and the dude was sitting back in the car. And when he sat up, we were huge Tupac fans. When he sat up, I was like, I looked at her and she looked at me. I was like, girl, that's Tupac. She was like, that's Tupac. I tell my husband this story to this day. He say I'm crazy.
And so it wasn't Tupac, though.
Listen, from that time, I think it was Tupac. I don't care what nobody says.
She said, listen. I don't know, but it could have been.
She said, it is. She don't care what nobody say.
Yep, she saw Tupac.
Yeah, only one of the people that we heard from that people saw was actually alive at the time.
Hilarious.
Yo, people are funny, man. On the way to Gurus. Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free right now. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. It's supposed to start raining around 11. Some say the
black of the bed. Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy King, will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, Step Swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire! Fire!
Ebro Law Rosenberg was cragging. Yo, so I'm not bugging. It's a lot of rain happening, right?
Yeah, and today there could be flash floods too.
Yeah.
And these days, the flash floods are like something different. They're like biblical flash floods.
That's right. So everybody should be paying attention to this weather. Like, yo, it's just real out here. Because if we're getting this right now. And normally we get I feel like August is usually where the humidity gets up so high where it rains more frequently, more than July. But I might be tripping on that too. I'm sure there's somebody follows weather more closely and accurately than myself. But nonetheless, this feels crazy. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't alone. Because today is supposed to rain all day. And when I woke up this morning and looked outside, it literally looked like somebody took a bucket of water and threw it at my windows. Yeah. Like, I was like, why is it? Did it just? But the sun was out, so it literally must have just stopped raining.
Yeah, and the thunder and lightning been clapping extra heavy. Getting dark out of nowhere. Seeing people just caught out there. Summer clothes, it's all beautiful and 90 degrees.
Yo,
in there.
Those dark clouds roll in. Bruh, it is time to go inside.
Mad quick.
But you got summer clothes. Some people got to go to work, though, Shawnee, and they catch the trains, and they just got to tough it out.
Yeah, I haven't seen the subways look like this in a while, where it's just like people swimming through it to try to get to the other side.
Laura, have you ever been caught outside in a torrential downpour with sandals on? Where you just got to walk in the water, in the dirty street water, with your toes all in the dirt?
Yes.
I seen a lady walking through puddles the other day. She had on, she looked like she had tried to get fly, had like some high-waisted jeans on and, you know what I'm saying, a little top on. Yo, all she had to do to cover her head was a newspaper.
No.
And her feet was just all in the sewer water as she crossed the street.
Gross. Oh, I would take a bath in alcohol. Oh, God.
It's a lot. It's
Yo,
a lot.
Imagine when people were swimming across that subway station. You see a rat swimming right next to you.
Like, what up?
Because people are like, how could people do that? I have to remind people, not everybody can afford a cab home, guys.
Yeah, and you might have walked already to the next one. Like, you know what? No, I'm not doing that. Yes. Once you try three of them, I'm walking through this water.
And I got to get home. Imagine
Imagine you work in the city and you live in Canarsie.
Right.
That's like $100 cab. What I mean? If you don't have that, you got to figure out how to get home.
Yeah. And when the last time the Deegan been flooded? Like that sinkhole's popping up. It's a lot. It's a lot of water right now.
Yo, next time New York City floods, anybody that owns a jet ski, just bring it to the city. You know what I'm saying? Start transporting people home on the back of the jet ski. You know what I mean?
Hustle money.
Why not? Cast One, I saw the video of the jet ski out last week.
Yeah, right? It was out there.
In the BX. They was just hitting maneuvers on the Grand Concourse like it was nothing. It was nothing. Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
TheGuruLaura @gmail.com. When a squad gets together to heal, to uplift, guide you. Shawnee Coltrane burns sage. Rosenberg leads us in breathing exercises.
Into the nose.
As we create a Zen moment to help the ones in need.
Out through the mouth.
Now, Laura, as we cleanse the air, Laura the Guru. Sorry, the Guru Laura.
The Guru Laura.
The Guru Laura @gmail.com. We have a bunch of new emails, but keep them coming. Love to stay ahead. Love to hear the questions. The Guru Laura @gmail.com. And before we start, Laura, I have a very rare guru related TV recommendation.
Okay.
And this is. I kept thinking about Shawnee Coltrane, which pause, because when you see the show, you'll know what a pause that is. But
my lord,
it's right up your alley, Shawnee, in terms of something that creates a lot of relationship conversations.
Okay.
Laura, have you flipped on Sex Life yet on Netflix?
No, I have not.
Yo, I Sex just saw Life? The trailer for that last week. Is it good?
So, Sex Life on Netflix, is it good?
No.
No. Yes, it is good. Oh. It is good. At first, you will think, I'm just watching softcore porn.
That's right.
Okay. So let me just be clear. Women will love it. Women will not be able to look away because women love nothing more than some dirty sex with a storyline.
Oh, forget man. It. They love it.
Forget
it. They love it.
P-Valley,
all of that.
Laura, this show, I'm just trying to think about what happened when the woman told, when the lead actress told her parents, like, I got a job. And, like, this is a big job. And I'm the star of a show. By the way, I have sex in every position, every episode. It's so women will love it because it's really dirty.
So why were you thinking about Shawnee culture?
Because the story for Shawnee and for the gurus is it's a story old as time. The whole thing is about you have the perfect husband, you have the perfect life.
But he ain't dirty dogging you.
But you want that dirty dog.
My Lord.
And it's so even though it's a little silly and a little soft porny, it's good. Like it really, it's a soap opera. The storyline's so it's tried and true.
Right. You got everything you want. It's all good, but you still want that grass that's greener.
Babe, they saying we gotta watch Sex Life now. Uh-oh. They trying to get us to watch soft porn again.
You already heard about it.
I heard that was good.
Every woman has already heard.
I'm gonna check it out.
Laura's in.
I'll check it out.
All right, theguru.laura@gmail.com. Send us your messages. Here we go. My husband and I have been together for 12 years. Here we go. Married for 10. Fundamentally, we're very different people. He's an extroverted, lovable, good time guy.
Okay.
I'm a homebody
good time guy. Is that a double G? Is that a great guy?
No, Ebro. Please don't willy-nilly use the term great guy, which is very specific.
Very different.
This is a GTG, a good time guy.
Okay.
Life of the party.
I'm a homebody with social anxiety. Mm-hmm. But this has just recently become a problem. I don't have any issue with him hanging out with his friends or going out. But lately, he wants to bring the party home. He's always inviting people over who hang here all day into the night. I mean, a day doesn't go by without someone coming over to my house. This has been going on for the last 2 or 3 months. And anytime I bring it up, he says, you shouldn't be like that. You're going to need friends. I don't mind that he's the good time guy, but it seems like he's got a problem now with my introverted ways and is trying to force me to socialize. My home is my haven, and I feel I have a right to sovereignty there.
All right, chill.
How can I assert myself without minimizing his feelings? You know what video she needs to look at? You saw on the internet last week when the fan showed up to Justin Bieber's house?
Yes.
And he very calmly was like, I know, guys. I know you want to see me, but this is my home. This is my home. That's what you need. Right. Because it's one thing for your man to want to be social, but to want to bring it into your house, if you're being serious and it's every day.
That's a lot. I'm annoyed just listening to this. Oh,
right. Just probably exaggerating a little bit, but it's still probably a lot.
And if it's like 3 times a week, Shawnee, yeah, that's a lot.
Nah, that's a lot. That's what I'm saying. That's a lot, too. I don't want a bunch of people in my crib.
I got a question.
Leave me alone.
I got a question. Did she say that she's an introvert and antisocial? That's who, like,
introverted who she and has social anxiety.
And she got with a guy who's the complete opposite.
Did the good time guy.
She said that just recently popped up. So it hasn't been
It's only 2-3 months.
It hasn't been the whole time.
And they've been together 12 years.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
So I think she has some leverage. A little bit, because his situation is brand new of what he's bringing to the table.
You're going to need friends was a weird line.
Yeah. Right. And she can break it down to him like, look, I don't mind you hanging out with your friends, but I could do it at the bar down the street.
Yeah, don't your friends have homes, bro?
Yeah.
Like, can't you go over there?
And if he says to you, Yeah, but their wives don't want people over. Be like, yup, and I'm like them, so y'all better figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, you might just need to set up a schedule. If you want to create balance, if he really wants to start bringing people into the house, maybe weekends. You know, maybe this, like, Monday through Friday, let me be. I got to work. Maybe one day on the weekend if you want to do it. If you want to create balance.
To Sean's point, when you live with someone and you don't communicate that you're having visitors or want to have people over, whether y'all in a relationship or not, if y'all just roommates, whatever, it's the same thing. You're sharing space. So you need to communicate and schedule that. And if he ain't doing that,
that's a problem.
That's a big problem. Because I don't even want to weigh in on my personal on this. I'm just trying to, because my personal, if I walk in my house and there's people in my house, I don't care who I live with.
That's a fact.
I didn't know y'all was coming over. When I walk into my house, my guard is down. Y'all gonna see a whole different me.
Right. Even if it's your good, good friend or family members.
Don't just show up unannounced. Like, family, everybody. Why are you here?
Right.
Why are you ringing my doorbell? Why is there a knock at the door right now?
Why are you playing on my phone?
Why are you soaking up my AC?
Why are you here?
All that. So we relate to her. We understand her perspective. And he's acting brand new. It's only been two to three months.
I'm 12 years.
He got to fall back.
I'm sitting here thinking about, we're kind of like attacking this on the surface. But what's going on? That all of a sudden, the last 2 or 3 months, it's just because the pandemic ended and he wanted to see his friends again? I'm guessing that's what it is.
I feel like there's a disconnect in the marriage. Like there's some type of intimacy or whatever. People start seeking for Rosenberg energy said. Outside
hang
of the
on,
relationship.
Hang,
you know what I'm saying?
On, Mr. Dr. Chaos.
That's what I speculate.
Yo, Dr. Chaos.
Laura agrees. The other guru agrees.
I'm with you.
Wait, y'all just jumped out the window. She didn't say all that.
She didn't mention anything about women being around or him going. In fact, he's not going out. He's bringing dudes to the house.
No, I'm not saying that. Just a disconnect in where he's seeking energy outside of the relationship.
It could just be the pandemic.
Yeah, she said he's always been very social and he's always hang out with his friends and she doesn't stop him from doing that. So maybe he's just like,
his response, Cass, you're right. His response could be if he had to rebut to this. He'd be like, yo, I've been stuck with your social anxiety in the house for 18 months straight.
Right.
You're antisocial, quiet ass for 18 months. I want to hang out with people. I'm sorry.
And you can, just not in our home.
Right.
And that's the solution.
Yep.
Yeah, just be like, be honest. Just be like, I need some personal space, and this is affecting me. So I want you to hang out with your friends.
How about less in our home?
Yeah, schedule it.
Yes.
Like, can we turn this into maybe a twice a week thing instead of seven days a week?
Twice a lot.
Once a week.
Well, no, he's on 7 days right now. She said every day, not a day goes by.
Well, that's why you really got to start your arguing point at, you got to start this counter offer low. One. Every other. You might want to start it every other week. And then you can find your way back to once a week.
Right. He's being unfair. Dude is being unfair.
Yeah.
If this has not been the normal for the past 12 years.
Nah.
10 years married?
Yeah, fam.
He's being unfair.
Have a serious talk.
I just want to point out for the audience that the gurus are being very heavy-handed here, and Cass 1 and I are actually being the ones that are...
Absolutely. Cass, you see one it, Cass? And you're the most antisocial.
I'm glad you pointed that out, Ebro.
Yeah, you see it, Cass. Me and you were like, yo, you know.
And look, you're even pointing it out nicely, and we're being attacked.
You're not
right.
Cool.
You heard
Cass,
her yell
you
out.
Purposely cool. moved yo, to another country because Long Island, where you live, is another country, so none of us would come over your home.
Yeah,
wow. You guys would come over when we invite you.
Yo, whatever.
Never.
You see that?
Whatever sage and breathing y'all doing is not working because you guys are very negative. And no. Cass 1 and I were trying to be positive.
Right.
As you said, you'll walk in with a whole nother energy. You don't care who it is who's in the crib.
No. But we're talking about the segment, not, you know
Listen,
what I'm
saying? Shawnee and I are fighting to protect this woman's energy.
That's right.
It sounds to me like Shawnee wants to tell this woman
exactly.
to get for a divorce.
Shawnee went into a hole that the relationship
is on the rocks, it's in shambles.
There's some problems within the relationship. That's why he's seeking energy outside. But they need to communicate and set up a schedule.
Yes. Communicate and set up a schedule. So say the real gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness.
There's problems in the relationship.
It just means they're not communicating well.
That's why he's seeking energy outside. No, he's not, Rosenberg.
Because his line right there where he said, you're going to need some friends. There's something in that line. There's a jab.
That is a weird line. It's You're going to need some friends is
it
a weird is. Line.
It's well, a jab. It's something a jab going on. Because she's admittedly a little less social and has social anxiety. And he is, according to her, quote, a good time guy. Right. That is two different ends of the spectrum.
And but it's recent, Ebro.
But they've been together 12 years.
And now he's bringing that
inside. All I'm
focused
on is they don't have to necessarily have a problem in their relationship.
Something going on.
It's a problem, and they're in a relationship.
Yo, listen, I just want to real quick, I just one of my associates just informed me, I want to put a guru general warning on sex life. If you're going to watch that with your man, please make sure he's not the type that's insecure about your past and, like, asks lots of questions, and when he starts hearing anything, starts freaking out. Because when you see the kind of sex that's in her past, that could trigger a lot of insecure dudes down a really, they could go down a rough path, guys. Just be mindful,
really?
Everyone.
If your girl has a sexual past where she was, you know, sexually experimental, and y'all are in a relationship together, why wouldn't y'all be having the same kind of fun she was having in her past?
That's the whole show, bro. Because they're married and they have kids and they've become partners and they're friends and they're family and trying to find.
And ain't none of what you just listed sexy.
Exactly. So you answered your own question. You knew the vibes.
I know the vibes. Yo, up next, Laura Stiles and the Flashing Lights. What you working on, Laura?
Oh my God, something exciting. Lovecraft Country fans, I have something amazing.
All right, stop playing with me. Y'all playing
what?
With me.
I have something great coming up. Flashing Lights. Jeez.
Yeah. Wow.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Yo, man, people on the show back outside, man. Rosenberg had an underground situation over the weekend.
Sure
Laura
did.
Was at Envision Fest Miami. Laura, a.k.a. Laura Jam.
Laura Jam. I was.
You was around the peoples. And so how was it to be out amongst the people of them? Cast One was at some club I seen a flyer for.
Listen, man, Camilo had me playing soccer at 5 in the morning.
What?
Friday night. Mm. It was... Because we did a party at this outdoor rooftop space in Brooklyn, but also on the rooftop place is a bunch of soccer fields, right? So after the party's over, Camilo's like, hey, let's go kick some soccer goals. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We ended up on the soccer side with a whole team playing soccer till 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
That sounds fun.
That sounds super fun.
I was up for 24 hours at that point because I woke up to do the morning show.
That's not fun.
And then went all the way through.
Oh my gosh, Cass.
That is no fun.
But you were literally outside, very outside.
I was literally outside.
And Laura Jam?
I mean, yeah, Laura Jam was successful. It was a great pop-up. You know, we're preparing to do a Envision Fest next year, but we decided to do a little pop-up in Miami. Guys, let me tell you something. People, and Rosenberg knows because he goes to Florida often, people don't care. They do not wear masks. My family were, you know, we wore masks. People were looking at us like, I guess, you know, only a few Uber drivers were wearing masks, but for the most part,
bro,
nobody
you
cares.
Think it was like that now? Of course now. Like, they were looking at you funny with a mask 4 months ago.
I know.
Now I'm practically looking at you funny if you're wearing a mask.
I'm like, my hand sanitizer is like, everybody spray your hands.
You're still on it. That's good, Laura.
Yes. We're still on it, right? That's one thing that I feel like we should just keep up.
I'm a little lax. Clean. I'm a little lax with the mask. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a little lax. But indoors, mask on. Outside, if I'm anywhere outside, mask off.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that too.
For sure. Let's get to flashing lights, Laura Staff.
It's a time.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So listen, I talked about this last week, that Lovecraft Country was not returning to HBO. A lot of people are really upset. You know, we love that show. But now the creator, Misha Green, just signed a deal with Apple TV Plus.
Okay.
A multi-year agreement. So this is tight. So we could be getting Lovecraft Country on Apple TV Plus. That's your squad.
Does she own Apple TV or does she own Lovecraft Country to be able to do that?
I don't know. She's the creator, but you're asking me details that I don't know. Okay. But I'm just.
Would they be willing to buy out HBO?
Right.
I hope so. I mean, listen, Apple TV has that guap, right? So hopefully, and as powerful and as, you know, I mean, Lovecraft Country was trending every single episode. People loved it. We loved it. Well, I don't know about you, Rosenberg, but Eber and I loved it.
Yeah, I didn't finish it. I started it and it got a little too spacey for me, but trend.
Premise. You love the premise.
Yeah, I love the premise. I love the idea of real history mixing with it. I thought it was dope, but I ended up falling off. But that's the thing we always say about trending. Trending sounds great, but sometimes there are things that trend and you look and it's a total of 2,000 tweets. And furthermore, some people are tweeting and following other tweets, but they're not tuning into the show.
That's also true.
Like you need those numbers. So you gotta support shows not just by tweeting about it, but being dialed in every week.
Did you guys see the story on TMZ? It says the Major League Baseball All-Star Game might have become a massacre. So a housekeeper in Denver discovered while cleaning like a bunch of guns, 16 rifles in hotel rooms. And like more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition, plus body armor. At a hotel just two blocks from Coors Field, where the All-Star events were supposed to take place this week.
They're going to take place this week.
How scary is that, guys? They reported them. You know, thank God for her. She reported them and, you know, people are getting arrested and they confiscated all of that. But that's crazy. They were definitely planning something. 16 rifles, guys. Body armor. Oof.
I heard it was, it looks like they were trying to plan a Las Vegas re-up.
Ugh. Now, according to ABC News, they're saying 3 out of the 4 suspects have criminal records, and one allegedly posted a scary Facebook message saying that they would go out in a big way. So all the warning signs are there. It's just terrifying to think what could have happened.
Wow. Crazy.
Crazy, right?
That is terrifying.
Yeah.
Shout out to that housekeeper.
Yes.
Told y'all need to tip your hotel housekeepers. Okay?
Facts.
Please do.
Y'all, I'm terrible. Big. By the way, I apologize to all the hotels I've ever stayed in. I am terrible at that. I always forget that.
By the way, we all have our tipping shortcomings, okay? It took me years to catch up with the fact that you can't tip the pizza man $2 anymore, okay?
$2.
I was on. What? Back in the day, you ordered a $10 pie, you gave him an extra dollar. That's all it did.
Yeah, but you can't tip anybody 10%. $2 now.
I know. That's all. You know, I'm just telling you what it was for me. Change? Oh, here's $2.
But what do you mean, Rosamund? Like 5 years ago, you were still tipping $2?
No. I probably caught up in the last, 10 years ago. But there was a little gap. There was a gap where people were probably getting $2. Meanwhile, I'm in hotel rooms tipping everyone crazy, and I don't even let them come in and clean my room most of the time. But I still tipped them on principle.
No, I never tipped the housekeepers, man.
Yeah, just leave a little envelope and say thank you and say it specifically.
No, they give you an envelope sometimes, too, or you just throw cash on the desk.
Yeah, and I leave a note.
You leave a note?
I said thank you to the housekeeper.
Oh, you guys are incredible.
Wow. I'm not writing a note. You're just getting a $5 bill, $10 bill, $20 bill just sitting there.
That's hotel etiquette?
Yep.
See, Shani, you didn't know that neither.
Yeah. When you leave a hotel room, you should leave some money behind?
Yes.
Shani, the housekeepers are probably the least paid who do the worst job. Yep. And they're usually like saying,
Yo, I never knew Señoras, this, man.
You know what I mean? Like, our aunties. Yeah. And we got to hook them up.
leave something behind.
You gotta leave something behind.
Oh, man, I'm slipping, man. Wow. I apologize. Yeah. And it, man, I'm terrible.
Sure,
Johnny
just
and Ebro have never tipped a maid before.
Damn. And I'm like, yeah, Rosenberg, I don't even let them come in and clean. I just do it afterwards. Right.
Yeah, yo, I don't see, really I like always them coming thought, in between. I always thought I was being super nice by always being like, yo, thank you. How's your day going? Like, I have conversations
that's nice too.
With them.
And especially same. if you stay for longer than a couple of days, if you stay, you go on a vacation, you stay there for like a week or something, you got
right. Right.
I mean, yeah. I don't go as far as Laura. Laura invites them on her next vacation. She's like, y'all want to go home with us? Right. You're working hard.
Man. That's your Flash and Light Report. The time is 8:57. High of 84 degrees. Rain later on today, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Lights. Feel bad now, don't you?
Yeah, man, I'm sitting here like,
well, just fix it. We've had this conversation before, by the way.
The last
I feel like we have too, and
we
I
have.
Still,
so
I
if you've still been messing still up, hit
it.
Yourself with the button. We've had this conversation.
Oh wait! I almost forgot. What is wrong with me? I have something extra special.
Wait, hold up.
Caller number 9 right now. I'm looking for you. 800-223-9797. I got a pair of Summer Jam tickets. Ooh. You want to see A Boogie, Meek Mill, Migos, and many more. First of all, go to hot97.com. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. But caller number 9, we're hooking you up right now.
Ebro in the morning. Wake up. With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer